Life Unlimited with Stephanie Staples.
It's time to recharge, re-energize, and revitalize with our nurse-turned-motivational speaker, Stephanie Staples. So glad to have you back.
So excited to be here. Every day I get to talk to Linda is a good day.
And vice versa. So, you know, I just want to talk to you about life.
Oh, that's one of my favorite topics. I actually have an acronym for life. And yeah, it kind of helps me be a little happier, be a little healthier, and have a better relationship. So I'd love to talk with you about my version of life, if you'd like to.
I love how you're breaking this down and giving us something to think about. What does life mean to each of us? Now, I'm curious at this moment what life means to you, and let's use the example to help others.
So my L in life stands for linger. The I stands for inspiration. The F stands for fun. And the E stands for energy. Now, bear in mind that I have just made this up, and you could make up your own acronym for better mental health or whatever it is you want based on things that you love and that are important to you as well. But these are the ones I made up for me. And sometimes the L stands for love, but today it stands for linger.
I like it. And I like that there's some flexibility in life. There should be, right?
I love the way you put that. I've been really focusing on linger. And maybe you've read some of the stuff they're talking about awe, like finding yourself in places of awe is supposed to be really, really wonderful for you in many different ways. And what I notice with a lot of people, myself included, is that I don't know if you are, Linda, but many people are in a hurry a lot. We're like constantly going from one thing to another, to another, to another, to another. And we pass by things all the time. And we do things without even thinking. We're on automatic pilot. And if I asked you, when is the last time you lingered, what would you tell me?
I am a lingerer.
Congratulations.
I'm a yoga teacher as well, and I tell this to my students all the time. Like, really open your eyes and see what's around you. There's so much beauty in the world, and we're always way, way, way too fast.
So let me just share an experience that I had with a group. I was on a group hike. We were on Saturna Island. It was on this ridge trail. It was just gorgeous. Maybe 15 people. And I said to everybody, hey, what would you think if we just didn't talk for 2 minutes? And I was so scared to say it because everybody was just buzzing with conversation. And it went completely still and quiet. And we just walked slowly in silence. And all of a sudden, we saw the eagle coming down. And it was so magical. So when you think about things that we do in life, you know, whether it's the sunset or just lying in bed or a warm drink or savoring some food or a kiss or whatever it is that we might just quickly pass through, just taking those extra few seconds to breathe through it, to use our different senses. What do I smell? What do I see? What do I feel? What do I hear? It can really, really bring up little pieces of magic into an otherwise normal day.
I love how you describe that. And you just asked for 2 minutes and you got 15 because people were so in awe of just viewing what was going on around them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's move on to I.
I stands for inspiration. And lots of people ask, how do you stay inspired? And my answer is always people. I find people just so fascinating and the stories that they have to share. I think it comes to asking questions that make people answer things.
That's great.
My new favorite question is, what's something that you love to talk about that you hardly ever get the opportunity to talk about? And so really neat things have come up as a result of asking questions like that. Being purposeful, intentional, and deliberate. Inspiration might just fall on your lap and great, but it might not. You might have to go out and seek it and look for it and cause it to happen. And ingest it. And it means like to breathe into, to inspire.
Beautiful.
I need to constantly be inspired, or it's not just a once a year conference. It's not a once a month podcast. It's a constant daily need that I have that I look for ways to fulfill.
And it's important that we should all do that too. I mean, they do talk about for overall health, that the social interaction is really important. So have really neat conversations with other people. It's good for you.
It's super good for you. And falling into that, my F is fun, which is, again, fun might just fall on your lap, but you also might just have to go out there and seek it and make it happen and surround yourself with people who are fun. And when is the last time you did something really fun? And what was it? What kind of things are fun to you? Do you need a list to put in your back pocket? When's the last time you did something that made you laugh or giggle or brought you just pure joy that didn't have a purpose?
Laughter is the best medicine. So when we're doing something fun, at least it's making us smile, if not making us laugh, depending on what it is that we're doing.
And you know, we can combine like all of these things together. And our last one is the E is for energy. When I'm sitting down at the computer to work, I set my alarm for an hour. And at that hour, I need to get up and I do something that will put some more energy into my brain, into my body. And sometimes that thing is music. So I'll put on a dance song and I just have my own little dance party. So set your alarm for an hour or a reasonable amount of time, because I don't know about you, but when you're in front of that computer or doing what, like, hours can go by and that's not a healthy way to be, right? So whether it's just getting up to get yourself a drink of water or doing something to restore that energy.
What a great idea. You're inspired to get up to move. You're going to have fun doing it. And you're doing all this to create energy in your body. Your life is fantastic.
Thank you. And the other thing you can do, a lot of the research points to this as well, as we talked about being out in nature, right? Well, you can't always go out in nature on your 10-minute break. But for me, I work from home and I often walk to work. So I will go for like a 15-minute walk before I start work in the morning. And I go for a 15-minute walk at the end of the day. And it's like, I walked to work. I walked home from work. If you can't do that, just look out a window. They say, look in the horizon, right? Be looking up instead of always looking down. Looking at something green, even pictures of something green, is inspiring. And there's lots of ways to combine all these things together. But I think it's just bringing it top of mind. Again, you might wait for energy to just pop into your body. But probably you'll have a lot more success if you're like, you know what? I need to be purposeful, intentional, and deliberate about this. The great thing about drinking the water is then you got to get up to go to the bathroom. Also, that's a bonus. While I'm up, hey, let's put on a good song and shimmy around a little bit for 3 minutes. A song lasts for 3 minutes. You'll sit down, you'll feel better. You just will.
So many of us love to dance. The music is so good for us on so many levels.
Consider making a playlist of energy songs or call it something that's going to help you mood lift.
Before we go, Steph, is there anything else you want to add?
Actually, I wrote a little poem. I give, I receive, I help, I ask. I rush, I work, I plan, I earn. I flit, I fly, I rush life by. But today I stopped, I paused, I waited. I enjoyed, I exhaled, I appreciated. I took a moment, some extra time. I lingered about and made it mine. It felt like it was a luxury, something special just for me. It led me down a surprising path. I didn't question and no one asked. So I think I'll linger on some more and remember what life is really for. A kiss, a warm drink, an evening stroll, when life gets heavy and takes its toll. Lingering an extra minute, placing a smile firmly in it. Life is not an unending race. Today I linger at a gentle pace.
Beautiful. Thank you.
This is Stephanie Staples, and I am always encouraging you to live your life unlimited.